Soulja Boy Tell.
Hello, and welcome to the Tiger's Den. Hey, everybody. Hope y'all are doing well on this day, whatever day you're listening to the podcast. For me, it's a Wednesday. Hump day. Heading out to Disney World tomorrow. So I wanted to get in a quick show. Probably, like I said, it's going to be quick. It ain't going to be a long show. I'm a bit anxious to get on my vacation. We're flying. I don't like flying at all. I tolerate it, I guess is the best word to say it. I've flown a lot, I guess, throughout my years, but it's not my favorite thing in the world to do. I don't know. I just start getting very, morbid thoughts, I guess. I worry about crashing. I really don't like being in the air. I refer to planes as metal death tubes. So, you know, when I get around close to flying, I kind of go into defense mode of very dark humor that a lot of people don't like that are around me. And I get very, edgy and very quick tempered, and it's like, on the day I fly, don't talk to me, because you're just not going to like what you hear coming out of my mouth. Because at that point, I don't care. I'm focused on trying to survive and get through the flight. I usually like direct flights because, you know, I don't like taking off and landing are the worst parts for me. Other than the turbulence, I guess, midair and hitting an air pocket. That's not fun either. So I guess all aspects of flying I don't like. But I'm excited to go to Disney World. I'm very amped up and ready to go. Everything is packed. Leaving tomorrow night. Which will be Thursday. I don't like flying. Hate it. And it's not a direct flight. We have to fly to Dallas and then fly from Dallas to Orlando. So not really looking forward to it. And it's gonna be interesting. My son, he's 4, it's his first flight. So that'll be interesting. And then you add mask mandates on top of all that. So, you know, just worried and nervous about him keeping his mask on, because the way they handle these masks on flight lately is just insane. They are very, very strict and will, you know, kick your flights or give you, put you on a no-fly list, all that kind of stuff. So just praying that we make it through and have a safe flight, and also don't get attacked by the mask crazy people on the plane. So, anyway, just wanted to come on and do a quick show. Don't have a whole lot, but got a little bit here and there. So let's get kicked off. Really only have football and, I guess, baseball to talk about. Basketball's done. And gymnastics doesn't go till this weekend. Gymnastics did leave today to head to Utah for the regional. So good luck to those girls. But that's about all I'm going to say on gymnastics. So let's kick off with some LSU football. All right, LSU football. LSU had their pro day today. Before I cover the pro day, I do want to say, Ed Ogeron's already saying that Mason Smith is the best inside pass rusher they have right now, and he's a true freshman. He's an early enrollee as a true freshman. So, you know, he should definitely be in the mix to start at defensive tackle. So it'll be interesting to just see how well he does. And, I mean, you've got, you know, some talent coming back, but to say he's your best inside pass rusher right now is a pretty big honor. So that's, you know, that's good. Hopefully, we'll have a good season. Pro day, you know, they ran their 40s and they did their routes and all this, you know, their drills and stuff. You know, pro days are very, you know, they're set up for people to do well. They're set up for the players at the pro day to perform well. So you know, they do workouts and things like that. Not having an NFL combine this year, so the pro days, I guess, are a little bit more important than they have been in the past. Although I will say, I would say probably a very small sliver of pro coaches and scouts really use pro day, the workouts as a guide. I think they probably look at more of tape, and value interviews and talking with the players more, trying to, you know, judge their character, judge their football knowledge or football intellect. So, you know, it's pretty much a dog and pony show is what Pro Day is. However, I will say, you know, the LSU, they all ran their 40 times. Raisa McMath at a 4.34, Jamar Chase 4.38, Terrence Marshall 4.38, Kerry Vincent a 4.38, and Jacoby Stevens a 4.5. So very impressive 40 times. But you know, you can have a good 40 time and not be a good football player. I mean, it's speed. Obviously, you can't coach speed, so that's one thing you look for, obviously, in a wide receiver to have. You know, I do expect Jamar Chase to probably go early. I'd imagine he would be one of the first wide receivers off the board come draft time. So, you know, there's talk of him maybe teaming up with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. You know, that would probably be pretty cool to see. So we'll see. One thing about Jamar Chase that I wanted to kind of touch on. So, as most LSU fans know, Jamar Chase decided to opt out last year to prepare for the draft. And that was his choice. And, you know, that was what he wanted to do. And that's fine. That's what you want to do. Go ahead and do it. You don't want to risk injury. You don't want to cost yourself money. I get the notion of it. I'm not blind to the fact that he did it for a reason. And that's fine. And I was fine with him doing that. You know, obviously you want somebody with that much talent to play for your team, but he chose not to, and that's his thing. And I was fine with it up until today, because you went and you opened your mouth. And you said, quote, "It was real hard for me to watch the team last year. I'm a very competitive guy. I don't like I, it was hard for me to watch my teammates lose games that they should have won." Jamar Chase said, "The hardest thing to do while sitting out last season was watching LSU lose games they weren't supposed to lose. Sometimes he'd watch, sometimes he'd turn off the TV." Well, you know what, Jamar Chase? Shut up. Shut the hell up. I don't know if that question was asked to you. If it is, two words, no comment. Two more words, move on. Two more words, next question. Don't answer the freaking question. Just shut up. You chose to sit out, which you could have done, and that's fine. But don't go commenting later saying, "Oh, it's really hard for me to watch them." Maybe if you would have had your ass on the field, it wouldn't have been so hard. Maybe they wouldn't have lost the games that they should have won. Just shut up about it. You don't need to talk about it. We know what happened last year. We know what you did. We know you sat out. Fine. You want to sit out, but shut up. I don't want to hear your mouth. I don't want to hear it was hard for you to watch. I want to hear you're a competitor. If you're a competitor, your ass would have been on the field. I get the money aspect. I get not wanting to play because you want to prepare for the pros. I get it. You're not going to really increase your draft value. But are you, your ultimate goal is obviously to get to the NFL. But you also have teammates that are busting their ass that decided to play. So shut up. I don't want to hear it was hard for you to watch. It was hard for every LSU fan to watch. I've been watching Tiger football for 30 plus years. You don't think it was hard for me to watch? I've been watching it longer than you've been alive, son. Longer than you've been alive. You don't think it was hard for everybody else to watch it too? Shut up. What you did, you did. You made your decision, you made your bed, lie in it, and lay there and shut up. I don't want to hear you. No Tiger fans want to hear you. I don't want to hear how hard it was. Shut up. Okay? We're on the same page. We're good. Great. Happy for you. Good luck in the pros. Hope you don't quit on your team. I really don't. I hope somebody doesn't not pick you because they think you might quit on your team. Because I can guarantee you this is going to lead to future things. This will lead to holdouts. Because I did it in college. I quit on my team then. Why can't I do it in the pros? Right? Right? Yeah. Mm. You did what you did. That's it. Deal with it. Live with it. I don't want to hear how hard it was for you. How hard it was for me. Give me a freaking break, dude. Go make your money. And shut up. Okay? That's it. Done. Off that topic. Moving on to another topic, which is going to piss me off too, but we're going to move on to LSU baseball. Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Well, another topic to talk about LSU baseball. Look, man, we're in trouble. I mean, I ain't gonna be blunt about it. We are in trouble. We got swept versus Tennessee last weekend. 3-1, 9-8, and 3-2. The best game was the second game. I'm not going into stats and stuff. We got swept. It is what it is. But you know, you score two runs in one game, one run another game. You're not hitting the ball. The second game, we really had the momentum. You know, we had the momentum. We were up 7-8 going into the ninth inning, and they called the game because of rain. And so we had to finish the game the next day, lost all momentum, and ended up going to extra innings and losing the game. So, you know, it is what it is. You lost. I don't know what to tell you. We're not hitting the ball well. We hit okay in that second game, but our pitching kind of wasn't great. Bullpen pitching wasn't great, which we've talked about in the past. We did play South Alabama last night. We won 11-1, so it's good that the bats woke up a little bit, but it's freaking South Alabama. You're playing against an inferior team. It's a midweek game. You should win those games. This weekend, Vanderbilt's coming to town. And let me tell you, if you thought Tennessee was rough, Vanderbilt is like playing the Yankees. They have the number one and number two, or 1A and 1B best pitchers, not just in the SEC, in the country. And we will be lucky to win a game. To be blunt and honest, we'll probably get swept again. I believe we're, 1-5 in SEC play right now. And then you got Vanderbilt coming to town. I mean, their top two pitchers will probably go 1-2 in the MLB draft this year. So, you know, good luck with that. I do want to reverse something I said last week in talking about Travinsky and talking about Milazzo at catching. At the time, I made the statement that Travinsky was a good enough catcher to start. The deficiency between Travinsky and Milazzo wasn't that great defensively, but offensively, Travinsky was hitting the ball a lot better than Milazzo. Well, Travinsky has not been playing well defensively as a catcher. So my thoughts on that are you got to have Milazzo catching for defensive purposes. I mean, Travinsky's dropping pitches that are thrown right to him, and balls are getting past him. So at this point, you need to have Milazzo in the lineup. You want to, you know, pinch hit or DH Travinsky, that's fine to get his bat in the lineup, but you got to have Milazzo. And Maneri said, you know, that this Vanderbilt series, he thinks it's going to be low scoring and pitching duels. So he's going to go with a more defensive lineup, which I assume means Milazzo behind the plate and Cranford at second, even though I really think Arnold should be at second. I don't think Cranford's that much better. And I still hold to that Cranford's that much better than Arnold. So I think Arnold should be starting at second. I think should have Arnold second and Milazzo behind the plate, I think, is the ultimate lineup. But, you know, Maneri wants to go defensively. He did make the statement that he felt like that LSU has a good team, but we're snake bitten. Well, let me tell you something, buddy. We ain't snake bitten. We're Maneri bitten. Okay? This is on you. You have the talent there. I understand it's young talent, but you got the talent there. And you just keep moving stuff around, moving lineups around. And, you know, I really feel it's funny because, you know, during the Tennessee game, there was one At one point, they did a shot into the dugout, and at this point in the game, I think it was 3-1 early on, maybe fourth or fifth inning, and we're down 3-1. And this is in game two, and we're only down by 2 runs. But Mineri's sitting there, and he's got his hat off, and he's rubbing his head, and he just had this look of like total despair, total, I don't want to be here, total, like, just this defeated, we suck look on his face. And I think it's funny because now he comes out and he's like, well, everybody's against us. Everybody thinks that we're not playing well. And, you know, I'm trying to tell the team and buck them up and say, look, you know, people are saying this and that, and people are giving up on us. Well, if you read his body language, he's given up too. And I don't think necessarily the fans have given up. The fans have given up on Mineri. They haven't given up on the team. The fans have absolutely given up on Mineri, and he really needs to go. Because at this rate, so we got to at least get one game against Vanderbilt. We're 1-5 in SEC play. We could be 1-8 in SEC play by the end of the weekend. And what I would do, and I was watching Matt Moscona talk about this earlier, is run the rotation in reverse. You're going to face their best two pitchers the first two games. So why Marceau's your best pitcher? Pitch him the third game. Put Labuschagne on the first game or Hill the first game, and Labus or Hill the second game, and let Marceau pitch the third game, because the third game is probably going to be your best chance to win a game. So pitch it in reverse. That way you get a chance to win a game. But he's not doing that. He's sticking with the traditional rotation, and we're gonna lose. We're gonna if we get swept, it would not surprise me at all. What would surprise me is if we won two games. Like I it is gonna be a struggle to win one. I don't think at all we would win two. So I would be just completely shocked if we won two. It would not surprise me at all if we get swept again. And then we'd be 1-8 in SEC play at the bottom of the division. And it's just, it's not good. It's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. So maybe they can put a rap, pull a rabbit out of the hat. Maybe the bats will come alive. You know, I don't know. And it's just a bad time for Vanderbilt to be coming in. You know, you'd rather have a series with a not as good team, but Vanderbilt's good. They're the number two team in the country, and they are, you know, we'll have the first top, have the top two pitchers in the nation. So then LSU will play Tuesday, the following week against Magny State, and then the next weekend series will be against Kentucky. The reason why I'm telling you that is obviously I will not be doing a show next week because I'll be in Disney World, so we won't have a show till, I guess, after the Grambling game, which is the 13th. I will say April 15th, we do play Arkansas. It's a Thursday night game. It's kind of a weird, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. But I will be going to that game. I'm going to take my daughter to the game. Kind of out of the blue, she's like, I'd love to go to an LSU baseball game. And I said, okay, well, you ain't got to tell me twice. So I went on and bought tickets, and we're going to be going to the LSU South Carolina game on the 15th. So I look forward to doing that. And just kind of reporting back on it and letting y'all know how it went. That is pretty much gonna be it, guys and gals. So like I said, there's not a lot of news going on right now. Wish me luck on my flying death tube trip to Orlando. Hopefully I'll have a good time, and hopefully, you know, hopefully this isn't my last podcast that I ever do because I blow up in a plane. Oh dear God. I just get so antsy and nervous, and just the stress level is through the roof right now. So if you pray for me to whatever God you believe in, and wish me luck on this trip, that we get there safe and we have a safe fun time while we're there. So that is all the show we have for you right now. Want to thank all of our loyal listeners for downloading each week, and for telling all of your friends about the Don't Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple shows, including the Two Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, the Don't Patrol Podcast. I would like to say something about the Don't Patrol Podcast. We did a show yesterday. It should be coming out shortly. Want to let everybody know and promote that we will be doing a live stream draft spectacular on the night of the draft, April 29th. We will be, that is the first round of the NFL draft. We will be live streaming that show. It is by far, we did it last year, it was by far one of the most fun shows that we've ever done. We had people popping in and out throughout the whole draft. Founding Fathers of Doom Patrol Nation will be there. We will have guests. We will have just all kind of random people. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to get just piss-ass drunk. So it'll be a good 4 or 5 hours of a show. So please tune into that. We also have the BS and Beer podcast. They will also, some of the crew from the BS and Beer show will also be on that live draft spectacular. Pelican Plunge, Premier League podcast, taking the over with Billy Gunn. And, of course, the Tiger's Den. Follow each of our shows on Twitter, at Don't Patrol PCast, at Don't Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, and at Tiger _ podcast. Follow us on Facebook for live streams, especially for the draft spectacular coming up. Just search for Don't Patrol Podcast. And if you want to listen to this to us the old-fashioned way, you can go to don'tpatrolpodcast.com. Well, I say this every show, and God, I really hope it stands true this time. We will see you on the other side. Good night, Tiger Nation.
Hey, fighting tigers, fight all the way. Hey, fighting tigers, win the game today. You've got to know how you're doing fine. Hang on to the ball and you hit the wall and smack right through that line. You gotta go for the touchdown. Run up the score. It might the tiger spin right.